Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servants.
You have seen the Lord's goodness. You have seen the Lord's mercy. You have seen the Lord's faithfulness. Have you seen it in your life? Lift up your voice and worship Him from the depth of your heart. Shabako kabaka baka shalabala balabia. Look for a song in your heart. Look for a song in your heart. I express gratitude to Him. He's the Holy Father, the preserver of our life, the preserver of our soul, the preserver of our life, the preserver of our soul. Father, we can't thank you enough this morning. We can't thank you enough this morning. We can thank you enough this morning. Celebrate the Pranoshke Brandevle Doska Balaba. Shabadabadabali Brandevla Koska Bradebradia. Shmenebedebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebel you, we give you praise. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We give you all the glory. We worship you. I will declare you are the only God.
This month is the last month of this year.
God has prepared something big for you. He has prepared something big for your family. Whatever you have pursued from January that has not come into your hands, I see the angel of the Lord delivering them into your hands right now. Better is the end of everything than the beginning, dear God. Than the beginning, than January, than February, than March. So this moment, whatever you have pursued with your strength, you have pursued with your power, but you cannot get there. God is placing them into your hands this month. If you believe it, shout a louder amen. If you believe it, shout a louder amen. I see the Lord placing them into your hands. That job, the Lord is placing them into your hands. That marriage, the Lord is placing into your hands. That contract, the Lord is placing into your hands. Your babies are coming to your hands. The doors are opening unto you. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 20 verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord. Who do you trust in? Do you trust in your power? Do you trust in your money? Do you trust in your capacity? Do you trust in your strength? Bible says some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord. If you trust in the name of the Lord, I want you to declare with me, in the last month of this year, no shame will come my way. I trust, no shame shall come my way. Because I trust in the name of the Lord, I shall not be put to shame. I shall not be put to shame. I declare in the last month of this year, no shame. No retrogression, no shame, no disgrace around my work, around my life. I declare, no shame shall come my way in the name of Jesus Christ. No shame shall come my way in the name of Jesus. I declare the last month of this year, a month of glory, a month of power, a month of grace for me and my family in the name of Jesus. Can you declare with me, this last month of this year, produce results for me in the name of Jesus. Spiritual results, financial results, capacity results, ministerial results, results of all kind. I declare the last month of this year begin to produce results for me. December is fruitful for me. It's fruitful for me. It's a fruitful month. It's a fruitful month. It's a fruitful month for me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Psalm 16 verse 8. Bible said, I have set the Lord before me. Psalm 16 verse 8. Because he's at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. It simply means you shall not be put to shame. You shall not be put to shame. That is what God is going to do in the month of December. You shall not be put to shame. Whatever you have in paper, whatever you have in your heart, whatever you have laid your hands upon to do, targeting the month of December, I see the Lord bringing them into your hands. You shall not be put to shame. Once again, lift up your right hand and say, I shall not suffer disgrace. I shall not suffer shame. In the name of Jesus, I shall not suffer disgrace. I shall not suffer shame. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, any trap of the enemy set against my life to put me to shame, they are working for my favor. In the name of Jesus, any trap of the enemy set against my life, set against my family, to put me to shame, to put my family to shame, they are working for my favor. The trap of the enemy are working for my favor. The trap of the devil is working for my favor. The trap of the enemy is working for my favor. It's working for my favor. Any gang up against me at any corner, at any phase, they are working for my favor. In the name of Jesus, they are working for my favor. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Numbers 23:23. Bible says there is no sorcery against Jacob, nor divination against Israel. Therefore it shall be said concerning them that see what God has done. No sorcery will work against you this month. Whatever God has prepared for you in December, any sorcery, any divination, whatever is being done in the secret, against your testimony this month, the Lord will put them and all of them to shame. In the name of Jesus Christ, no sorcery will work against you. No divination will work against you. Once again, lift up your voice. I declare, no sorcery, no divination, no trap of the enemy will work against my life. I shall not fall into the trap of the enemy in the month of December. I declare, no trap set for my children, set for my family, set for my work, set for my business, set for my health. No trap of the enemy will work against me in the month of December. In the name of Jesus, as I round off this year, I declare, no trap of the enemy will work against me in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And lastly, Zechariah 1 verse 19 to 21. Bible says, and I had the angel who was speaking to me. What are these? He answered me. These are the horns that scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Verse 20. I'm reading Zechariah 1 verse 19 to 21. Zechariah 1, 19 to 21. Verse 20 now. Then the Lord showed me four craftsmen. 21. I asked, what are these things coming to do? He answered, these are the horns that scattered Judah, so that no one can raise their head. But the craftsmen have come to terrify them, and throw these horns of this nation, who lifted up their horns against the Lord of Judah, to scatter his people. Craftsmen have come against them. I'm going to declare every horn. Horn against my life. Horns are power. Horns are powers limiting against our progress. We're going to declare in the last month of this year, every horn against my progress that has kept me to this position to this moment. I declare the craftsmen of the Lord, scatter them into pieces. Scatter them in the name of Jesus. They will never have effect over my life again. They will never have effect over my family again. They will never have effect over my future again. In the name of Jesus Christ, the craftsmen of the Lord, begin to scatter them. Scatter them. Every spiritual power, every ancestral power, every political power, every financial power, demonic power raising their heads against me, they are scattered in the name of Jesus. They are scattered in the name of Jesus. They are scattered in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Blessed be your name forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. As you have declared, so shall it be. In the name of Jesus Christ, every evil horn raising against you, raising their heads against you, raising their heads against your business, raising their heads against the work of your hands, raising their heads against your spiritual life, limiting your progress, by the power in the name of Jesus, we declare them scattered in the name of Jesus. In the month of December, make progress. In the name of Jesus, in the month of December, do better. In the name of Jesus, the month of December, produce results. In the name of Jesus, the month of December, be fruitful. In the name of Jesus Christ, and so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Give the Lord a big, big hand up. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, we thank you. I want to thank God for this privilege given to me to stand before us to bring the word of God. And I also want to thank our Father in the Lord, Pastor Abiodun Aribike, for giving me this big opportunity. Let's celebrate God's servant in the house. It's a very, very big opportunity to stand and declare God's word. It's a privilege, rather. It's a privilege, and I will not take it for granted. Lord, we thank you. Zechariah 4, verse 9. Zechariah 4, verse 9. You made us who we are. By grace, you made us who we are. We are who we are. By grace. By grace, you made us who we are. By grace, you made us who we are. We are who we are. Verse 9, Bible says the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hand will also complete it. Then you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you. The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hand will also complete it. I want us to know that in the last month of this year, God is a God that starts and finishes. In the dictionary of God, there is no abandoned project. But be confident of this one thing, that Philippians 1 verse 6, that he who has started the good work in us, we complete it. God does not start a project and abandon it. And I want us to know that our life is a project. All that concerns us before God is a project. Sometimes you say, it's my life, I own my life. Bible says, in him we live, and in him we find our being. All that you have today, all that you are going to become later in the future, all that you have in your perception, all that you have in your heart, God is the one that starts it, is the one that finishes it. No matter how small God is doing, no matter what, how small you see God in your life right now, he said, his hand has started it. His hand will complete it. What does that mean? That means that God has the power to make your hands to start. And he has the power to make it into completion. Bible says the hands of Zerubbabel has laid the foundation of this temple. His hand will complete it. How do you know when God is involved in the decision of your life? When he speaks about it. God is the one speaking to Zerubbabel. He said his hand has started this thing. And his hand will complete it. It means whatever God has instructed you to do this year, his hand has started it to you. And his hand will complete it. So your marriage project is God's project. Your financial project is God's project. Your career project is God's project. Your business project is God's project. In him we live, and in him we find our being. You can't live outside God. One of the things we must be very careful about in our relationship with God in the next year is the ability to carry God along in everything we do. We can't live without him. In him we live, and in him we find our being. So whatever you see God doing in your life, believe it, he will surely bring it into completion. Your career is in God's hand. All that concerns you is in God's hand. And you have started it, you will complete it in the name of Jesus. I declare for somebody, you have a career standstill. You have something you've been doing and that standstill for a long. Whatever it may be, I declare by the hand of the Lord, I declare it move forward in the name of Jesus. That siege, that blockage, blocking your life, blocking it at the spot, I declare by the angel of the Lord, let them be removed right now. Make progress in the name of Jesus. Move forward in the name of Jesus. God is the author and the finisher. Bible says in Genesis 1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. He started it, he finished it. Bible says, and on the seventh day God rested from his work. So when he starts, he finishes. So how are you going to finish this year, 2022? What from your thoughts now, how do you think this year is going to end? God started this year with us. How do you think it's going to end? It's going to end well. You are going to end stronger. We are going to end greater by the word of the Lord. So how are we going to end this year? Well, strong, and better. Say with me, I end this year well. I end it stronger. I end this year better. In all that concerns me, say, I end this year well. I end this year strong. I end this year better. In the name of Jesus. Joel 2 verse 21.
We're going to be talking about the fullness of joy. I'm just laying some foundation. Joel 2 verse 21. Bible says, do not be afraid, land of Judah. Be glad and rejoice. Surely the Lord has done great things. Do not be afraid, land of Judah. Like, do not be afraid, the people of Tzihar. Be glad and rejoice. Surely, Kaya Malabada. Not a doubt. Surely, the Lord has done great things. Are you seeing the Lord doing great things in your life? No matter how little it looks like now, it's becoming greater. It's becoming greater. For the path of the righteous is like a shining light that shines brighter. Surely, the Lord has done great things. Can we have verse 22? I think there's something in verse 22. Joel 2, 22. Okay, this is not it. There's a verse of the scripture that says, the Lord has done great things, and that is why we are rejoicing. We are rejoicing because the Lord has done great things. He said, do not be afraid, land of Judah. Be glad and rejoice, for surely the Lord has done great things. So God is doing great things. He's doing great things. In the last days of this year, what is going to come out of our lives shall be better. Because the Lord is doing greater things. He's doing beautiful things. So what should be our disposition? Joy. Rejoice and be glad. Let no sorrow limit you. One of the dangerous weapons of the enemy is to inject your life with sorrow, with bitterness. The devil sees what is ahead of you, sees what God is planning for you, see how big that is going to become, see how your spiritual life is going to turn out better. And we inject bitterness, sorrow. Sorrow blinds our hearts from seeing what God has prepared. Bitterness blinds our eyes from seeing what God is ahead. Anger, be angry, all kinds of, all manners of things to block us from seeing the vision that God has set ahead of us and is surely going to bring it to pass. So what should be our disposition? Do not be afraid. Be glad and rejoice. For surely the Lord has done great things. In the month of December, great things we declare. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Stagnation is not God's plan for us. Staying at a spot is not God's plan for us. Pastor was describing this recently. It's not just saying, okay, since I'm not moving forward, let me remain the same way I am. Let me just maintain status quo. No. God's mindset is progress. 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 So what do you do? With a rejoicing heart, with a glad heart, you keep taking the little steps. Because at the end of it, it shall be glorious. So every voice speaking you down, we declare them short in the name of Jesus. Voice of doubt, voice of discouragement, voice of inferiority complex, we shut that voice down in the name of Jesus. In the last days of this month, be bold to make decision. Because when you see God doing great things, you take step into it. When you see God doing wonderful things, what do? You take bold step. So in the last days of this month, of this year, be bold to take decision. And we declare your joy shall be full. Your joy shall be complete. In the name of Jesus Christ. John 16:24. It at all. As ye ask nothing in my name, ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Pastor said some things about it early at the first service. That it at all you have asked nothing in my name, ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full.
So don't limit God in your prayers. Don't limit God by your own capacity. Don't limit God in your own ability, because what God has in mind is big. He said, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. So your joy can be full. Another word for full is complete. Another word for complete is fulfilled. So you can be fulfilled. Your purpose in life is possible. Your destiny can be fulfilled. What God is doing in our life can be better. Your joy may be full. And in Psalm 92 verse 4, Bible says, for thou, Lord, art made me glad. Though thy work, I will triumph in the work of thy hands. I will triumph in the works of your hands. So your joy can be full. Your joy can be complete. That which is your heart desire can come to pass. Why? Because the one we believe is able to make it come to pass. So be glad. Be glad. Rejoice. Be glad. Rejoice. Your joy can be full. There is nothing in God that is not practicable. In fact, everything that has to do with faith is practicable. You practice it into completion. You practice the same way you practice your faith into completion. The same way you practice giving. The same way you practice love. Everything that has to be to do with the fruit of the Spirit. The Bible even calls joy the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5 verse 23. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. So they are practicable. So you practice your way into the fullness of what God has prepared for you. Let no sorrow keep you down. You practice your way into what God has set ahead of you. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad. I will triumph in the works of your hand. So sorrow is not supposed to last. Discouragement is not supposed to last. In Psalm 30 verse 5, the Bible says, sorrow may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So in God's plan, your joy is already set to be complete. And it shall be complete. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will rejoice again and again and again. In the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, receive exceeding joy in the name of Jesus. In your heart, receive exceeding joy in the name of Jesus. Sorrow and sighing shall flee away in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me quickly explain two kinds of joy from the scripture. Two kinds of joy. We have joy in the Holy Ghost. In Romans 14 verse 7, Bible says the kingdom of God is not of meat, drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy in the Holy Ghost is a kind of joy that is not tied to happening. It's not tied to the things happening around you. It's a joy energized by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, best kind of joy. That is why we are still here. Have you ever wondered why you keep rejoicing even when some things are happening around you? It's a joy from the depth of the Holy Ghost expressing it to your heart. So there is joy in the Holy Ghost. It is not tied to happening. Even when things are happening well, even if things are yet to happen well, the joy keeps stirring. The joy keeps stirring. Joy in the Holy Ghost, full of gladness. Joy in the Holy Ghost. This is the Jesus kind of joy. This is the kind of joy that gives you peace and joy. This is the kind of joy that you enjoy as a child of God. This kind of joy is permanent. It's a permanent kind of joy. No matter what happens to you, no matter what happens in you and around you, the joy keeps flowing. The joy of the Holy Ghost, full of gladness. The kingdom of God is not of meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Scripture says, out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. joy everlasting. So when we are saved, the first thing we enjoy in Christ is joy, inbuilt kind of joy. This is never tied to happening. It's the joy that keeps on moving. Remember the apostles? Despite the kind of persecution they went through, they were still joyful. Paul and Silas were in the prison. But the Bible says they were praising the Lord. They were singing hymns. They were rejoicing. Because the kind of joy in them is not joy tied to happening. It's a kind of joy that flows from within. So I like you to push your faith into that level. That nothing would cause you lose your focus on God. That you will enjoy that joy. You will walk in that joy. Because of our time. Also, another kind of joy we enjoy is joy in full. And this is the kind of joy that comes by answers to prayers. When you have an expectation and the Lord brings it to come to pass, you rejoice. You are excited. This can be tied to happening. God wants you to enjoy both. Enjoy the one when things are yet to happen well, and as well enjoy. Have answers to your request. He said, you ask and it shall be given. So God is not a God that is interested in your prayer points. He wants to answer your prayers. As you are praying, you are having it. As you are trusting God for one from one level, you are having it. So it's not just a God that wants to stay with you when you are afflicted, but he also wants to take you out of that affliction and bring you into his plan and purpose for your life. So there is joy in answers to prayers. And I see God bringing that joy to your face. Because you are going to smile again and again. Because it's your season of laughter. In the name of Jesus Christ. Sarah said in Genesis 21 verse 6. God had made me to laugh. And all that hear will laugh with me. God had made me to laugh. So it means God can make you laugh. He makes us laugh. We have the Holy Ghost laughter. And we have the laughter that comes from answers to prayers. A laughter that comes from God turning around things for our favor. In this month of December, I want you to be prepared for that. Be expectant so much. Never lose your focus. Because it's a season of laughter again and again. Beyond your own comprehension. Beyond your own expectation. Beyond your plan. Sarah said, God has made me to laugh. And all that hear will laugh with me. This kind of joy is contagious. People see it and rejoice with you. It's contagious. Celebration is contagious. You see, when you celebrate, people rejoice with you. Whether they like it or not. Happy or not happy. Why? Because the joy is around you. The testimony is there. The proof is there. So God, that same God that is ready to stay with us in our affliction, is still ready to celebrate, to make us rejoice, to make us rejoice, to make us celebrate, to make us glad, to make us glad. Psalmist said, he has made me glad. He has made me glad. So that kind of joy is contagious. So I declare for somebody, receive the oil of gladness in your heart in the name of Jesus. And your testimony is coming forth in the name of Jesus Christ. What you are waiting for, what you have waited for years, what you have waited for, what you have waited for, the time of waiting is over in the name of Jesus Christ. What you are waiting for is coming to pass. It's coming to pass by the power of the Holy Ghost. It's coming to pass. In the name of Jesus Christ. What is joy? Joy is strength. Bible says in Nehemiah 8 verse 10, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Joy is strength. When you are joyful, you have strength. When you are joyful, no weakness. When you are joyful, you enjoy vitality. You enjoy the ability of God in you. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. You enjoy that strength. You enjoy that vitality. So joy is strength. What is joy? Joy is the door to divine revelation. When you rejoice, you have access to the things of God. You can't be sorrowful and see. Fear will blind you. You remember Peter in the boat? He saw Jesus and he said, "Kai, this man is a ghost. He looks like a goat, like a ghost, because he's fearful." Fear will blind you from seeing what God has prepared for you. But with joy, you draw water from the well of salvation. That's what Isaiah 12 verse 6 says. He said, with joy, we draw water from the well. So joy, with joy, you can access revelation. With joy, you can enjoy all that God has prepared for you. So joy is like it's like a device that taps from the things that God has prepared for us. With joy, you can access revelation. With joy, you can access direction. With joy, you can access insight. With joy, you can access all that God has prepared for you. So, joy is a door to divine revelation. So, I'm encouraging us this morning to allow the joy of the Lord to flow in our heart, that we may see what God has prepared for us, see what God is doing. It takes joy to even see what God is doing. Some of us cannot even thank God because we are not rejoicing. We are sorrowful. We can't see all that He's doing in our life. You can't be grateful when you are not joyful. It's when you are joyful, when your heart is merry, that you see the little things that God is doing around you. And that will give you that confidence to move forward, that He has something better in stock for you. So briefly, how do we stir up joy in our life? We can stir up joy through worship. When we worship God, when we make worship our habit. Not just worship, making our life a worship before God. In Romans 12 verse 11, present yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. Because it is a true worship. So making ourselves worship on our own, living a life that pleases God, then rejoicing always, worshiping always. When you wake up in the morning, let song flow in your heart. When you walk around, make worship a habit. Learn to sing song to God. Learn to say thank you. Learn to be grateful. Learn to appreciate the little things around you. Learn to thank God for life. Learn to thank God for peace. Learn to thank God for all the things that He's doing around you. That is how to share joy. Make worship a habit. Let not anyone be compelled to worship. When they say lift up your hands, it's an habit. It has to be practiced. Lift up your hands. Worship Him. Let it flow. When worship is your lifestyle, joy becomes regular in your life. So make worship your lifestyle. And then stand firm in the word of God. Jeremiah 15 verse 16. The Bible says, "Your words came, I heard them, and they were joy and my heart delight." Your words came, I heard them, they were joy and my heart delight. So when you believe in God's word, when you meditate on God's word, when you keep make the word of God a key thing in your life, you enjoy a life of joy. When you take away fear, when you take away sorrow, you enjoy. So another one is refuse sorrow. Sorrow is an enemy of joy. Refuse sorrow. Refuse sorrow. Anytime you feel sorrowful, sing songs, appreciate God for the things He's doing around you, then you enjoy the joy of the Lord. And things begin to work for your favor. And lastly, how to enjoy God's goodness? Talk of God's goodness in your life. Talk about it. Talk about God's goodness in your life. Let it be in your tongue. Thank you, Lord. Some people don't know how to thank God. Even when you see them enjoying life, they will still tell you the reasons why that thing came. For example, you see somebody buying something new, and they are trying to say, thank God. If you know how this thing came, I have to save. I took. Nobody is interested. We saw you buying a new car, and we are thanking God on your behalf. Thank God. I remember my dad used to always say, "Hey, God, have mercy upon me. In the morning, God." And my mom said, "You know they thank God. Now every time, hey, have mercy upon me. Hey, God, open doors for me. They saw you eating chicken alone with chilled coke. Brother Theophilus, you are sitting there saying, do you know how this thing came? I collected 1,000 from somebody, I removed 500 from somebody. No explanations. That habit must stop in our life. When we see God doing this in your life, acknowledge it. Talk of God's goodness. Whatever you say stays with you. If you keep complaining, you have more reasons to complain. Some persons have never spoken anything good about it themselves. You that you are secretly enjoying, and we can see it. In fact, for your salary to come on time, you should be grateful. We saw you with money. Thank God. Let's learn how to thank God. Oh, thank God, I had my salary on time. Wow, you are going to enjoy today. The Lord is good all the time. But every time you are always having reasons. This money has finished. The money I collected, one, only 2 years has finished. Sharp, sharp, sharp. No. We must practice to talk about God's goodness. God is faithful. I really enjoy God this month. This week was great for me. That is how to attract more good things into your life. When you talk about that God's goodness, I'm very sure that I know that there are times that things are not really rosy. But when it is rosy, talk about it. Talk about it. Talk about God's goodness. And I see God turning things around for you. Lift up your hands and worship Him this morning. Thank Him for all the goodness you have enjoyed. Father, thank you. Thank you for the open doors. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for the open doors. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for every open doors I've enjoyed. For every good things around me. I can see your walk. I can see you doing them. It's my season of joy. Lift up your voice and say, it's my season of joy. I'm glad the Lord is doing it. And I will rejoice. The Lord is doing it. And I will rejoice. The Lord is doing it. And I will rejoice. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your name forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Give the Lord a big hands, everybody.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.